In her previous statements to the press, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley singled out U.N. peacekeeping operations such as UNMISS in South Sudan and the one in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, MONUSCO. Around 126 countries contribute civilian, military, and police personnel to the Department of Peacekeeping Operations, which has well over 100,000 people on active duty. Ms. Haley said the goal was to be smarter with the resources at hand and to improve reporting to see if contributing countries are being held accountable, as well as carrying out strategic reviews to see if the UN was on the right path.
So much of these peacekeeping missions, I feel like, have been people just assume they're always going to be there. But really, our goal is to make sure they're working for the people on the ground. And so, especially with MONUSCO, if you see so many of the troops staying in their barracks while the civilians are being threatened, that's not peacekeeping. That's not what it's supposed to be. And so what you saw with MONUSCO is what I hope happens with every single peacekeeping mission going forward, which is saying, is the mandate real? Is it something we can accomplish? Are we taking into account the political solution? What are we going to do if the governments don't work with us on this? And are the troops on the ground actually doing the work they're supposed to be doing to help the people in need?
Ms. Haley said the members of the Security Council were supportive and eager to move forward with peacekeeping reform. Another thematic debate the U.S. would like to bring to the table is human rights and how it relates to conflicts happening around the world, she said. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.